Testimony. Roman numeral 2. The high peak of the divine revelation, the diamond in the box of the Bible, is the revelation that in Christ God has become man in order that man might become God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. Roman numeral 3. It is only by God's becoming man to make man God that the body of Christ can be produced. This point is the high peak of the vision given to us by God. When I first heard these words, they were so far beyond my natural concept that I did not know how to receive them. However, as I pray read the scriptures that support these truths, my natural concepts were knocked out. Furthermore, as I prayfully considered these outlines, in the supporting verses, the spirit of wisdom and revelation was gradually given to me, and I began to understand the high peak of the truth. However, when I returned to my daily life, Satan repeatedly attacked me, saying, "Look at your actual living. It is impossible for man to become God." I became somewhat confused. In such situations, whenever I had to deal with practical problems in the church life, I brought both my own condition and the situation of the saints before the Lord in prayer. At that time, the Lord spoke to me, "Foolish one, if God had not become man, and man could not become God, there could never be the building up of the body of Christ." Then I remember the prayer Brother Lee offered toward the end of his ministry, "Lord, forgive me for the sin of not living Christ." In certain situations of my daily life, I did not live Christ. For this I repent. At that point, I understood and declared, "Lord, until I am glorified, I will still have weaknesses and failures because of the flesh. Yet whenever I fail, I can repent and return to the high peak of the divine revelation. Unless I return to this truth and practice it, there can never be the building up of the body of Christ, which is the goal of God's economy, whether it is my own problems or the problems of the saints. The solution is always this: God became man so that man may become God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. There is no other solution." After that, whenever Satan attacked me, I answered him, "The word of God will never pass away, even though heaven and earth pass away. I have nothing to discuss with you concerning the high peak of the truth revealed in the Bible. I received this diamond in the Bible. I will practice it, and I will build up the body of Christ. Satan, get behind me." 1 Peter 1:24. "All flesh is like grass, and all its glory is like the flower of grass. The grass has withered, and the flower has fallen off." 25. "But the word of the Lord abides forever. This is the word which has been announced to you as the gospel." Through such prayers, my living and my service were greatly strengthened in the Lord.